I started doing these messages at the end of class, which is what this podcast came from, because one day I took a yoga class 6 years ago or so, and this instructor finished the class while we were in Shavasana, just completely exhausted, and she shared this story about how she had to make this incredibly hard choice to leave LA to go to Seattle to be with her husband. And her honesty matched with her motivation to make her life better, even though it was different. It just made me feel amazing. And I left there with that kind of reflection on myself. And somehow, unintentionally, about a month later, when I was teaching a class and stretching, I closed with a message of my own, just something that was rattling in my head, and the awareness I had drawn from it and the activity I decided I was going to do from it. And then it felt good, and so I kind of kept repeating it and doing it in multiple days, and then a client brought to my attention that I kept doing this and that they really appreciated it. So naturally, if I got a compliment, I just kept doing it. About 6 months, maybe a year into doing it, I had a kind of secret shopper or something review my class on this board, and I read the review, or I listened to the review. They had said, you know, really good energy, great music, tough class, but you know, he does this message at the end of class, and it just seemed, I don't know, how could this 25-something kid know anything about life or hardship or how to motivate people? You know, it just wasn't for me. I couldn't really handle it. So if you come and you don't like that, I'd leave early. And if you do, maybe stay. That really sucked to hear. But I didn't stop. I didn't stop because already in this 6 months to a year, I had seen the power of sharing. I had seen the impact that the stories I would tell would resonate with people and be the words they needed to hear, to put the right thoughts in their head, to create the correct actions, to get their life better. And so I kept going.
Taking all I have and now I'm laying it.
And that's always what I've been since. I've always been a guy to share. I've always been a guy, if you ask me, how's your day? I'm going to tell you exactly how's my day. I'm not going to go lighthearted and say, oh, it's good. I'm going to tell you, oh, you know, it's not so great. I didn't get a lot of sleep or kind of in a fight with a friend. Like, you asked. I'm giving you the honest answer. I wish more people did that. Because I think when we continually hold back and shut down, we develop shame or embarrassment to have certain thoughts. And when we start to be more open, we start to realize everybody's sick of that way. Everybody's struggling and confused, but when we're all kind of on the same page, it's a little easier. In the past month or so on social media, I've done a lot about reading self-help books and going to therapy. And I've had people reach out to me in both, and I've been able to help them. That's why I share. Not for the person that feels like I don't know what I'm talking about. They're not the ones that need to hear it. It's the person who's scared and lost, needs to feel better. So that's what I would challenge you. In the next couple days, I challenge you one time when somebody asks you, how are you doing? You tell them really how you are. And see if that bond gets stronger because of it. Take care of yourself, guys.